Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He wanted a model of a World War I tank. This kid
knows
can
what he
talk
likes.
About... He can
what
talk
side
about
of the
military.
War is he into? Like what? Who is he really? Is he on the Axis side or is he?
That's World War One.
He's a conscientious observer. All right?
He's a student of military history.
Dad,
I don't
Colonel
know.
Colonel Clink again.
Oh my God! Have
yeah.
they dropped?
Well,
it looks like
oh, yeah.
Johnny.
He's ready to rock.
It looks like Peter North. Peter North of dogs.
He leaves a trail on the beach.
It's incredible. No, it's like a bag.
Like a
it looks like those things. It looks like those things people hang out of their cars as a joke. You know what I mean?
Oh, the toe
people
hook?
That, you know when people put the toe
yeah,
hook
yeah,
on
yeah,
and they
yeah,
put
yeah.
that. He's got a bag. I mean, I'd show him to you if I could, but I can't. He's in his crate right now, just sleeping, so he can save up his energy.
Well, he's tired from carrying all that weight.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody. Sorry, getting my last minute.
Mike, can I pat for you just briefly?
Paperwork. Yeah, please do. Appreciate it.
Want to congratulate Reed Galen and everyone at the Lincoln Project for being named number 4 marketer for 2020 by Ad Age. And that's under like the likes of TikTok and McDonald's, but number
Incredible.
4.
Incredible.
Wow.
And if you think about it, I don't think it's the country, it's the world. Let me not speak out of turn because that... These are global brands, global effing brands.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is something that is commendable, and it's for the right reasons in our eyes, Mike.
It is.
And, you know, I just want to make sure we highlighted that. Saw that yesterday come in, and just want to make sure we said something on air.
Very cool.
Just don't get on their bad side. That's what I would say about the Lincoln Project. Don't get on their bad side.
Can you imagine if they just, for some reason, came out with an anti-TMOS video?
It would be... Can you imagine how horrifying
that
would be?
Oh, my God, our lives would be over.
It'd be done.
Imagine being in their gun sights.
Curtains.
You know?
Curtains, indeed.
But
curtains.
Welcome to the show, whoa. Delighted to have you along today. We have a mailbag today, so we may get to that.
Good.
But we may not. I would just like to say congratulations to the Washington football team for their
Woo!
Amazing upset victory Woo! Over the undefeated, previously undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers. For the New York Giants fans, who said 24 hours to enjoy the big upset win? We did.
That really messed you
up. A full day of pleasure for you, Mike.
All right, suddenly I thought that the Giants were going to be the only team in the NFC East that had their act together. But in fact, the Washington football team has their act together.
With a losing record, do they really have their act together?
I think that they are, they're turning corners now. They've developed in season, just like the Giants have. The only teams that are kind of sucking butt right now are the Eagles, not to be confused with the Steelers.
Right.
And by the way, my wife is from Western Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So that inability to pronounce vowels is, Steelers, Eagles. When she says, what does she say? It's the house is too cool.
Mm-hmm.
She'll say the house is too cool.
Cool. Kill.
Yeah. And
is that a dialect from that area, though?
Pennsylvania has a lazy tongue dialect.
Okay,
I think what it is,
that.
The commonality seems to be long vowel sounds. E.
Yeah.
And ooh.
Yeah. For example, sit down and have a nice meal.
Oh.
Yep.
Meal.
Hey,
yeah, that's wrong.
They don't do, it's
mel.
Like they don't want to open their... mouths
so,
up enough
mel
to say
torme.
Meal.
Huh? Meal torme.
No, no, it would be meal torme if you're going opposites. Now you're confusing it right now. Mill, pill, pill. Pill the banana. Pill the banana.
Does she do the other Pennsylvania thing where they have a weird intonation on questions like, did you eat yet?
I don't know. That might be an Irish thing, you know? Well, that's, so you're going down to the beer hall.
But you hear it a lot. I remember when I was working in Harrisburg, you heard it a lot. Will you play that song? Do you want to do that?
Is that when you were working on the Donna Mike show and you had your weekend DJ shift gig?
At a music station up there.
Harrisburg.
Yeah, WIMX.
That sounds like fun.
It was a wonderful commute.
What station was it? I thought you worked in Winchester.
No. It was WIMX Harrisburg.
And how did you get that gig?
Through the show. It was an affiliate that played music around the Donna Mike show.
What time was your shift?
It was Saturdays noon to 4, I think. Okay. It was Saturday afternoons, right. Yeah. Mm.
And you've been on KCJJ with a music show,
uh-huh,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Any interest in doing another one at all? Or?
Oh, and also, don't forget 97.1 The Beach. I did a music show there.
97.1 The Beach. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All yeah. right.
Did you ever leave early from that show?
No, I never did, Oscar.
Oh, weird. Mm.
Did you ever do a ham-handed segue?
Does that have anything to do with what you were talking about before the
everything
show?
Everything to do with it, yes.
Well, so you know what he's going to talk about?
Of course.
Okay, all right. Of course, read his mind, or of course, because it was a big deal.
No, I don't think it was that big of a deal.
Oh, I'll let you be the judge of that.
Yeah, I would like. I'd like
what
your input
happens?
On it.
I'm in the dark here. I don't know what's. That's why I'm sad about not being around. Sometimes I don't get the inner workings, the interpersonal communications and dynamics of the show up in the nation's capital, Washington D.C. I miss that. I really do.
So, do you want to know now or during the body of the show?
This is the body of the show. Okay. I'm fine with it. And I'll do the mailbag in the first break if we get to it.
Perfect. Because
our letters have been really good lately, and I don't want to miss that. But you said you had how did I write it down on the show today? An Oscar Rob story.
Well,
Oscar Rob story.
In our pre-show meeting, you said, I want to know more about Rob. And Rob didn't have anything about Rob.
Here's the way I do it. I ask you guys for a couple of things every day. Mm-hmm. And Rob will tell me a news story because he doesn't want to talk about himself. And I want him to talk about himself. I want it all to be you and horrible things that happened to you. Like yesterday, I don't know if it'll translate as horrible.
Right.
But something really bad, potentially devastating, could have happened here.
Changed everything.
And it didn't.
Right.
And it's just, it's not a big deal. It's not. I don't want to oversell it, but it was bad. And I suddenly think, as I'm sitting on my easy chair at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm saying to myself, aha. And if I rack my brain on a day like yesterday, which was with all due respect, a crap day, I suddenly get two or three things out of that that can be special. I want you to do the same. I want you to tap into your inner misery and not read me something that that there was a monolith in D.C. That's not interesting. What's interesting is him and you and Maddie and Pony. I don't want a news story. I have news. We have news you may not need. That's what we want. How long have we been working together?
20,000 years.
20,000 years. And I want you, more of you.
You
me. Protect yourself.
It's nice
like
to be
Princess
wanted.
Diana does. You have a cone around your old buddy Rob. You're not anybody's old buddy.
You're a
bitter man.
Yeah.
You're a bitter hermit that stays in his basement all day long on his computer. Tap into that real malice you have for your fellow human beings and entertain our listeners.
Yeah,
understand.
You don't have
That's
to
my
be
advice
rude
to you.
Rude to the listeners. Still be like, have a boss birthday, Rob. But, you know, show the dark side of you.
Well, you can be horrible to individuals that are not in our listening audience.
Yeah,
and
course.
I even managed to get people, you know, it spills over. Even to some of the most wonderful people in our audience. I'm not proud of that. That's something I have to monitor.
Well, I wouldn't go to that deep a dark side.
That's where I live.
That from Mike.
That's where I live. Yeah. But anyway, that's just my advice. And,
all right.
I shouldn't have to give you that advice after all these years, to be honest. Sorry, but I just
So you asked
that.
For something from Rob, and there was dead air, so
you
I
said,
filled
I
the gap.
Have a Rob. You
I
said, have I have a Rob story.
Right, yes.
And then Rob got that look on his face that he has right now. This look, not smiling, but when you're going.
Well, I know where he's going to go, and I know how it's going to be presented.
Okay, why don't you tell my story?
Okay, his story is this, is that I was driving home yesterday. I had some stuff to do after the show for Podcast Village, finished it up, submitted it, wrote a little bit here. And I said, you know what? It's easier to write at home because the computer is bigger. It's more comfortable. And so I left here I went to the mailbox, left Podcast Village probably about 3:15 yesterday, between 3 and 3:15. I can't give you an exact time. And then I'm on my way home, and I'm on the Dulles Toll Road, and the phone rings, and it's Oscar. And he says, are you at work? I said, no, I'm on my way home. He says, what time did you leave? I said, like 3:15. He said, oh, I thought you should have, do you have fruitcake stuff to do? I said, I have some fruitcake stuff I can do, but I'm headed home to prepare for the show. He said, oh, I expect you to be there till 5. And maybe there's been a misunderstanding, but if you leave early, I need to know because there's a guy coming.
Can you turn up your, I'd like to hear this now. Now you've piqued my interest here because I didn't know what your hours were at the Village.
Oh, so you want me to come to you louder?
Has he got you going down? Has he got you going down to the new place yet? Or is he
I'm still not allowed there.
He's siloed, remember.
Right, still not allowed to go
it's
to the new place.
It's a footwear situation.
You know, it's, and also a sweatshirted situation. So, so and I said, I didn't realize that there was something going on. I checked my calendar and it was open, so I'm on my way home. And then I actually checked Waze. I said, I can be back at 4:15 if you need me. And he said, no, but from now on, if you leave before 5, that's going to be an exception. You need to let me know. And I said, okay, but that was never specified to me. What I thought is that I was coming downtown was primarily to do the Mike O'Mara show because it reduces delay, makes the dynamic of the show better, and that's why I was coming back downtown. I didn't realize I was on a time schedule to remain here. But now that it is, I'll stay here. That's
Let me ask
because
you a
prior to this, you've been doing your you've been working from home.
Exactly.
Yes, but prior to that, he'd been working here.
Yes, so prior to that, it was also a 4 o'clock departure. And a full time situation, whereas I was just
you
doing hourly stuff.
Full time, you're part time.
Well, yeah, but it was a salary position, is what I should have said.
Forgive Do you know you're on salary right now?
No, no one told me.
Okay. How do you not know that?
Because I have been paid on an hourly basis since the middle of the pandemic, and no change had been. I'd not been.
I talked to your wife about a month ago.
Fantastic. Lucky you.
Yeah, this is great. So Mike, clearly there's a big disconnect.
I'm so in the dark.
World.
I'm so out of the loop. I feel almost like I can't say anything.
Well, you know what? Apparently I'm out of the loop as well because I'm not being
told. Is that a good thing that he's on salary?
Yes, it's guaranteed dollars.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it good for you, Rob?
Fantastic. I need the money, love the money. And actually, I like the work, too. But I would have loved to have been told by somebody, even my wife, who I see on a fairly regular basis, that this change had been made. So now...
Well, do you see the checks come in?
I get notified when I'm paid, yeah. But I don't I don't pay attention.
He doesn't pay attention to it.
Wait, you don't pay attention to what you get paid?
No, I do, as a matter of fact. But I thought it was... I did the math, and it seemed to be an hourly paycheck the last time.
Okay, well,
was it Oscar?
I don't run the payroll, but I know that when I count body counts, I went to our team. I said,
so if he leaves it at 1 o'clock or 5 o'clock, he's getting the same thing.
Well, he shouldn't. That's the whole point of not leaving at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
But he could right now if he's on set. When did he go on salary?
When we could afford to get him back on salary.
I remember the last thing I remember.
I would say a month ago. I remember walking and talking to Carrie when you guys were talking to Cornerstone First Financial.
Right.
Because I had to certify some numbers.
Right.
And I said,
right.
I was like, he's back on salary. This is all good.
You see, but what I remember is that we had a Podcast Village meeting in the middle of summer, probably, where he said, when I was a month ago.
This is the fall.
Okay, can I finish? So I came back, we had that meeting in the summer, and the last I heard from you is that we bring you back on on a hourly basis, and when we can get back to the way things are, we'll let you know.
Correct.
So,
correct.
And I didn't know.
So the idea of him going back to the salary is a step up.
Yes!
Absolutely.
And okay, that's by a good the way... thing. When you come back to work and you can do more work because you can't do it all from home, newsflash for what we do, like that's the whole point of getting you back into the office.
Right.
Not so you can come back to the office and then go home early.
What is going home early when I didn't know that there was a requirement? It was never specified to me that there was some sort of...
I understand that, Rob.
Right.
I'm sorry that I have to... I figured that your wife would have mentioned something to you.
But also, really not my wife's responsibility to lay out my hours.
No, but you're not a little kid. You're an adult.
That's right. And so are you. And you could have said, you know what? Now that you're coming down to work, we need you to stay till 5. And I would have said, fine.
I honestly feel like the idea of telling you exactly what you have to do every day when I'm like, we're getting you back in. This is what it's going to look like is what we had prior to the pandemic. That's the way I look at it. But
the way I look at it is
I have to, like I told you yesterday, I forgot I had to micromanage you because I have
pony. I appreciate you, I appreciate you minimizing me on a misstep that you took.
Like, oh, I'm trying to employ you, sir.
All you need to do if you want to employ me is say, okay, you're coming downtown, you're going to stay till 5. And then I've been absolutely delighted to do it.
Rob, do you know who you're fighting right now?
Yeah. It's
someone who wants to help you.
I understand.
Why would you be fighting me?
I'm just trying to say.
You're hostile at me because you know.
No!
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right.
When I told you yesterday, I was like, okay, like I got, and you, this is where you omitted the story, is when I said, are you at work? And you're like, no, I just left. I'm like, okay, I got to figure something out because we had a delivery coming and somebody to pick something up. And I said, look, I'll figure this out. I'll talk to so-and-so at work. I didn't know that I thought your schedule was till 5, right?
Right.
So I hopped the phone and I let it go. And then you called back not 5 minutes later because the guilt set in, like, oh my God, I can get back there in 20 minutes. I just looked at Waze.
And well, no, I wanted, and that is not guilt. That is me wanting to help you out because I didn't understand where I stood.
I get that.
That's the first thing I got to take is there's probably a little bit of guilt.
Well, I mean, I didn't want him to be in a bad situation. I felt I let him down.
I moved on.
But also, when you let someone down,
by the way, I should point something out. I am a minor investor in Podcast Village and what goes on there, but I really don't care about any of this.
It's good radio.
I'm sorry. I wish I did. I'm sorry. I wish I cared more. To me, it's just, I'd rather have people all working for me all day for 19 hours a day.
If we could afford
that's what I would like.
Correct.
Yes. I would like that.
We all
I would like a dedicated sales team. I would
agreed.
Like all the things agreed. That I can't get right now. I would like it to be better. You'll hear about that Thursday.
No, that's
anyway,
what we have. You saw the email. Perfect.
That's it. That's good.
But I am Oscar, and I'm not yelling at you.
You
and
should listen to this tape.
I will.
Yes, listen back to it.
Well, no, I mean, I'm getting here as I sit in my circuit court judge position here.
And you're hearing it fresh with clean ears.
I'm hearing it fresh. I'm going to say that the interpersonal communication does not seem like it was clear. Getting Rob the information about his status at Podcast Village does not involve talking to his wife at all, on any level. That's not the way I would do it. She's not responsible for telling him what his responsibilities are.
But
you are responsible for telling him what he's got to do. If he's back to saying, hey, you're on salary. Salary means set time here to there, and that's got to be spelled out. If not, put in print to do that. That's what I would think.
When I get a mandate from someone's wife that says, do all financial transactions through me because Rob isn't going to know.
That's
I have someone scheduling out Rob on our team for the full day.
And now, what does that mean? Tell me what that is.
You have a full day's work of
out. No, no.
Of,
when
of
you
projects.
Say scheduling out, when you say
we
scheduling
have
out,
projects.
Is it put up on a wall somewhere?
It's a calendar.
He gets a calendar. A calendar.
Mm-hmm. But
when did he get a calendar? When did he get a calendar?
He's always gotten a calendar.
The calendar, and I mentioned this earlier, is that I looked at my schedule for the calendar for the day, and all the stuff was completed. And because I didn't know there was a 5 o'clock.
Well, no. All right. Let me explain that.
All right.
So that's then because that's, I know how you roll. You John Pop it a little bit, don't you? Really? Don't you? Don't you stack and do things in advance and edit things together? You do.
Absolutely.
You've always done that.
No, as far as the stuff.
You've always done labor. Your opening to the show is never elements. It's all rolled together so you can hit one button and not roll 50 ones. It keeps us less fleet of foot. I've told you that a million times.
Ever since you've told me that, I've split up every element.
So we could do it like on the fly.
I could say
to you, do a different opening music. You know, stop that music and put something else and put all the elements into it.
Like, the music has...
No, I got you. Right?
So, am I really mad
I do really...
There's no answer. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I put the Dude Walker over music because I want the mix to be proper.
And it's locked in.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Because it's not played every day.
What do you mean?
That means, like, for example, I have Mo Green here.
You know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Or I can play the buzzer. Or I can play the harp angel. Like that.
But Mike,
I've got them
I would
all
tell you
there.
This.
They're not edited together for that. I'd like it to be live. I'd like you to run those elements individually.
It'll be live tomorrow.
It's just,
starting
it
tomorrow,
just
it'll
makes
be live.
It, we can stop if we need to about something instead of letting it all go and then you can catch up.
And I want
up.
You to know it's not laziness. That is actually to make sure that it sounds proper.
So, okay, let's pull,
sound it, mix it properly when you live mix it.
Let's take a few steps back.
Okay.
No, I'm not mad, right?
I finish this because I don't want to leave
sorry,
this
unhappy.
With that said, I think I'm not hearing that it was ever like really said directly to him when he went back to full time, which is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going from part time to full time, and you were pulled off of
to a salaried position. Yes,
so it's basically full time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're full time, and no one ever said to you, Not your wife, not Oscar, not Pony, not Maddie, not anybody said you're full time, right? So
right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's it.
You
I
were
had
never
no idea.
Told that you were full. Did you? So you believed that you were a part time employee? Still,
I still thought I was hour to hour, and that when my job was done here, then it was, you know, I could go because
okay, so,
everything
okay.
was
and
on my calendar
that,
was satisfied.
Mr. Santana,
so,
you have the floor.
I'm under. Because I asked about this yesterday because I saw this coming. I said, does he not have enough work? Because we have a ton of work. And then my contact that, you know, works the schedule, and I will leave her, the innocent and names on.
Do you know who that is, Rob?
Yeah, Rob knows. He goes, he's got enough work. I said, it's not Shannon. She said, he's got enough work. I said, well, is it because of does he not have a terminal at you know, Wisconsin Avenue to work off of? Is he working off his laptop? Because he mentioned to her that he was going home because it was easier to work at home.
Easier to write at home is what okay. I said, because I had finished Podcast Village stuff and I had Mike O'Mara stuff to do. And it's easier to write on the big screen because I can do two screens, right?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, I was trying to find a way to help you if there was an Achilles heel or something that was holding you back.
But also, when you talk about having another work, yesterday, being able to leave on a fairly, like, in an early basis, that is not common. I was here till 6-ish every day last week because finishing stuff up. So, but that was, again, not because
so
I had to stay
like
till...
it's not like you're punching a clock.
No,
you're,
and it's you're, and it's and it's not because
really
I knew I had
it,
to stay here that late. I stayed here that late because that's what it required to finish up the stuff.
So, what it all comes down to... is
what does it all come down to?
What I said to the young lady, I said, you gotta mommy him. Just like I got a mommy Pony. I was like, because at any turn, I love Spiewak, but he's going to find a way to skirt the system. And that's just how he's programmed.
That's exactly how I've lived my entire life, skirting the system.
Now, see, that is not, you gotta say, is that absolutely not true?
That is,
do you own any portion of that whatsoever?
Skirting
like
the system?
Getting over on people.
No.
To a certain extent, be it the prize closet or, did you just freeze on me?
I don't think so.
You froze on me. I don't know why. I don't know what's going
it's
on.
It's the rage.
I'm skirting the system of Zoom.
He's back.
You know that. I'm just telling you how you've always bragged about
right.
how your dad and, you know, you
okay,
get
I would
over
say that
on
is a,
people
that
by
is
figuring things out.
That's a little different than working in this business. When, in fact,
or working at Podcast Village?
Absolutely.
What about TMOS? Right.
I think that I'm also quite a valuable asset to this show as well.
Yeah, but Mike just gave you an example.
I guess what Oscar's saying, though, is like getting away... You know, with certain things, like you've always
okay. So let's go back. I guess maybe what we all maybe in my deep, like my brotherly side says, man, if he thought he was on an hourly basis and he was wrapping up around 3, what about calling the headquarters and saying, hey, is there another project I can work out? I'm here anyways. Let me just log a couple more hours.
I wouldn't do that.
Fair enough.
Well, no, but also, Oscar, I would say it all comes out in the wash because there are times that a tremendously long edit project will go, and I will go till 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night, make sure it's done. So I would say...
But
you've
been known to blow things off before, like, for example, if you were leaving 3 and you were like, is there anything I can do daily? Like, perhaps, something just popped into my head, booking a guest.
True. But that stuff can be done from home as well.
But they don't get done.
Or not.
Yeah. That's the rub. Remember, if we're going to pull back the curtain all the way, the reason why I started having you and Pony stay here is because things were falling through the cracks.
Right.
So but like, I'm going to side on Rob's side right here and say that your communication skills with the many things you have going on land squarely in
it falls on me and the team. In fairness, I don't run payroll, I don't run the day-to-day projects, but I get that, but I'm the tip of the spear. I completely
you need
that.
To communicate better with every, I mean, and I'm not talking about micromanaging, I'm talking about just in general laying it down and then putting it on paper somewhere and just establishing it. Because otherwise it doesn't. And it's one time. How many? It sounds like he's been in there doing that? Have you been charging by the hour when you've been there, or do you even keep track of your hours?
Every project I do is done on a actually is it a timer system.
Yeah.
So they know exactly how many hours goes to each project. And I would say that I really don't need to be micromanaged. As a matter of fact, if you look at what is assigned to me on the calendar, I would say 90% of the time, I see it, I do it, I turn it in, and there's no word on it.
You mean like getting guests?
No, no, not like that. I'm talking about the Podcast Village stuff.
What about the Mike O'Mara Show stuff?
Still working on it. There's one that I'm working on.
On what?
Well, full circle.
Doc Emmerich has a book out, and his publisher is being not very helpful with me.
I can give you that already. Don't kill yourself on that one.
All right.
It was great when he was relevant. Now he's retired. Don't want to talk to him. That's the way I look at it. No, I talk to Doc Emmerich. I'm kidding. I would talk to the greatest play-by-play announcer in the history of the NHL. I do that. He was spectacular. Sweet. I'd love to pick his brain, but he's a handful. Is he not a handful?
Well, it seems to be with him. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Mm-hmm. But Oscar, again.
And perhaps it'll change. Hold on, Rob. I'm not done talking to you about my frustration with not getting guests publicly on the show. I'd like to not move quickly by it, and because you don't give a crap about it. I'd like to actually dwell on it. I'd like to say, when was the last time we had a guest on the show?
Was it Colin Mockery, I think?
And when would that have been?
Month and a half ago?
Yes. In fairness, we had Reed Galen on before that.
Oh, that's true. We've had Reed since then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, but you got Reed Galen.
Well, I like the collective win, you know.
So that's just my reminder as we poo-poo it. And you've got that look on your face that says, I'm just going to take it and it'll go away and it'll pass.
It will not pass,
it'll
Mike.
Pass.
And also, it's been
it'll pass. It'll be over soon. I'll just grin and bear it. And then he'll forget again.
He won't forget.
I never forget the fact that I like talking to and I do this for our listeners,
right?
Because our listeners have indicated to me they like it fresh, shaken up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and
look, but if you're at home and you're like, I don't like when mom and dad fight. This is not a fight,
right?
No,
this is sheerly.
This
discussion.
Is just airing our laundry. Yes. You know,
Maddie, how do you feel about all this?
Well, Rob, I guess gets to leave at 5, but I have to stay till 6. So I don't get it.
Oh, dear. Now everybody's bitching.
And also, Maddie, when you get to be my age, they take special care.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want me driving at night.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's just when you move past like that, like, you know, you can count on the fact that I will not be, you know, remembering it all the time, but it's always back there somewhere.
It's always in there. I know.
Mm-hmm. Right next to fresh tapes.
Technically.
I'm sorry. I'm just talking about my stuff.
Rob used to be able to leave
a little bit of that
early because of traffic. And now there isn't traffic.
No,
so
that
thank
was,
you for highlighting that.
That wasn't me. That was Pony.
So, but the bottom line, did you ever tell him that he was full-time again?
Like.
You told his wife. You said that doesn't count to me. It's like if you told Carla something about me. I may get it. I may not get
it. Well, she's calling me about refinancing her home, and I'm breaking down all
doesn't
the financials.
Doesn't have anything part of to do with his day-to-day responsibilities.
On the refinance forum on Cornerstone, there's a great, I think it's 5 subset A, where it says, how late do you have to stay at work? And we had to make sure to fill that out.
Productive. Full-time is full-time.
Moderate.
Full-time means, you know. But by the way, I don't consider this business, maybe you can disagree with me, I don't consider this business a clock-punching business, but if Oscar's saying he wants to have manpower at the second location that we have,
and that's,
then
that's
he should make that clear.
There should be someone here at all
I
times.
I should make it clear.
Yeah.
You know what? Shame on me.
But
I'm so sorry, Rob.
Well, no,
I
and I'm
work
sorry
on communicating with you.
And I'm
directly,
sorry that the fact
better.
Is that it put you in an awkward situation
yeah, and in
yesterday.
In fairness to me, honestly, like, and this is my blind side, I really respect you. Like, I really respect you, and I know that you.
That's a typical Oscar statement, isn't it? In fairness to me, here's my downfall. I trust you.
My weakness
that's
is. What,
that's my blind side. My negative is the. That's an Oscar. It's a rhetorical technique used by Oscar Santana. My bad. Let me tell you what my problem is. My problem is I think you're a good person.
The reason this went wrong is that I really overestimated
you. It's the opposite. I'm being honest with you. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But this is my perspective. No one else's. I have to baby Pony. Pony shoots me a text every day of everything he does, and he goes, can I leave at 2? And that text usually comes in around like 1:50 because he wants to leave early at all times.
Right.
So For everything you do right, you do great things, Rob. But you never ask like, and it's not because you're a bad person. Just some people just don't do this, and I should have even thought about this. It doesn't, and maybe I am to blame here because I didn't lay out everything. Hey, you're coming back. This is the deal. This is the protocol. This is what goes on. So I take that. And the only reason we're talking about it right now is because you had nothing in the pre-show meeting, so I brought it up.
Right.
So this all works full circle. As I told the young lady at work, I said, we just have to make sure people's expectations are known. Even though we thought they knew pre-pandemic, like we got to make sure people's schedules are laid out perfectly. So I get it. I get what you're saying.
So my fault here is that I'm not a mind reader, but I'm going to work on that too.
This is on me. I'm with you at the end of the day. I completely, and again, it's not something I want to bring up and highlight, but again, you had nothing at the beginning of the show, so I had to bring this up.
Well, okay, and you know what?
I rant and rave, I should just say my weak spot, my blind spot is that I always underestimate how much you two can piss me off.
Mike, I hope you can work on that.
Thank you.
I'll try to work on that. It's one of my flaws.
Is it both of us?
Huh?
Is it? Do I really piss you off that much?
I think, you know, on a day-to-day, on the show basis, people would think, I would say on a day-to-day basis, yes. I pick on Rob on the show because it's usually something show-related that happens immediately. For example, copy or something along those lines, you know, or there might be a moment like before yesterday's show that'll just tweak up that thing of, you know, what I would want from both of you is very simple. I would want I would love to get more initiative on the part of Rob, which I've always wanted, as far as like, you know, not just being funny on the show, which he is, and no one can replace that. It's a gift, and I wish I had more of the, you know, when he's into stuff, like the kind of stuff that he would do outside of the box. Mm-hmm. That's what I wish I had more of. In your case, I wish I had more communication from you.
Oh,
that's always what I've had an issue.
Oh, that was prior to business school, right? So
that's it's just an unfortunate
flaw.
For example, has Oscar told you yet that you need to stay at your house until 5?
You know what? I will be at my house at 5 today. I'll work till 9 o'clock tonight.
You'll be on premises.
Yeah, I'll be on the premises. I'll be here in case something's delivered.
Mike is technically on the clock all the time.
That's true. No off switch.
That's actually not true. Don't call me. Well, if you call me.
I know. I've told people, do not call him until after 3:30.
That's very nice.
He's going to be upset about the call.
Right.
Just call him after 3:30.
That's so not true. That's not true. Now that's throwing me. You can call me anytime. You have called me. You've texted me. Text me anytime. Call me. If I can't answer the phone, text me. That's it. I believe in that. I like to know what's going on. I like to.
You're great with email. You're great with email.
Yeah,
you
are. I'm good with email, but I like texts. Mm. If you want to know numero uno, that's how I like to communicate.
But do you want? Text. I guess if you're.
That's what I want to be communicating.
Where's your phone when you're on the green?
It's in my golf cart.
Okay, but do you check it in between?
You're a bastard. You know that. You just have to I'm not going to let you steer your little Bolivian yarn into this direction. Where are you when you're on the green?
Mike, his biggest flaw.
Where are you when you're sitting there enjoying your rum runner on the beach
with the sun shining? His biggest flaw is that he doesn't know where your phone is.
Well, I don't want it to go off in the middle of your backswing. That'd be terrible.
It's not going
to
do that. I have it turned on silent. I have it in a little cubicle. That's what it is.
But there's that's the communication. Don't turn it around on me. Like it's my fault.
And Oscar never does anything before 6 p.m. anyway. That's when his brain turns on.
I called you yesterday.
I know. I was surprised. I thought it was the wrong
man,
number.
How long is he
by the way, this segment that has now been the first 32 minutes of the program could go on for 6 hours, but I'm choosing to table it right now. So we have definitely purged and so Pony Boy is not in today because he's had a COVID scare. Pony has been exposed to someone who was exposed.
He thinks he was exposed because the other person that he thinks was exposed. So no, everything Pony said to me on the phone and in the text
yes.
made no sense.
Right.
But in this world of COVID, I said, look, just stay home and get a test.
Can I read his actual quote from the text?
Please.
Oh, my God. I'd love to hear this. Because I always have a problem with, because I don't know him as well as I know you guys. I always have a problem with really, and I don't deal with him. Yeah. I don't know. I always have trust issues with
Bonnie. I deal with him all the time, and I still don't know him. He is
all right, what did he say?
He says, 7-Eleven today. I was exposed to someone that was exposed to someone that woke up with flu-like symptoms. I'm probably fine.
So then I call him, and I say, hey, man.
It's interesting.
What's the story? He goes, well, I think, so I was exposed to someone that thinks they were exposed, that thinks they have flu-like symptoms. Because I'm doing my own, like, contact tracing. Like, does that person definitely have COVID?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or do they just feel sick? Right. Is this one of your anime friends? Like, what's the story?
Is it the person with really big eyes?
And then I asked him, one of your dolls, and I said, hey, man, who are you exposed to? That might have been exposed. Like, this is a lot of might have beens. So he mentioned friends that he's, you know, mentioned in the past. And I said, all right, well, why don't you see them? He goes, and he took off Friday for the big move where he moved.
All right,
from
so it was, we're running short on time here. Let me tell you what I want you to do, Pony. All right.
Yeah.
This comes from me. And I don't run podcast fillers, but I do run the Mike O'Mara show. Mm-hmm. So he is in here no matter what, under any circumstances, unless he can't taste or smell his gin. There you go. That's
it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, I... Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy. How's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Oh,
to speak to these.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen.
Cookies.
She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out... Just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but you shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Hey, neighbor!
Ted!
Ted.
What the hell are you doing
Ted.
On my roof?
What's Ted doing on your roof? Ta-da! I had some extra lights in the garage, and since you didn't put up any yourself, I thought, what the heck? Why not spread a little Christmas cheer around the neighborhood?
Oh, gee, Ted. How thoughtful.
Hey, sorry you missed the karate class today, but don't worry, I got it all on video for you.
What would I do without you?
Did you tell Ted that he could put lights up in our house?
Howard, do you have any idea what time it is?
I know. You should have seen the traffic. And on top of that, I got a speeding ticket.
Don't explain it to me. It wasn't my karate class you missed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Is that jingle all the way?
It is. I didn't go
that
any scenes with
that is some of the
Sinbad.
Worst writing. That may be the worst writing I've ever heard in my life.
It's horrible.
In a film.
Ted.
Ted. Put the cookie down. Duh. Duh. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're heard all over the place. Salt Lake City, Utah. Buffalo City, North Carolina. Yorktown, Virginia. Hahira. Hehira.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha. Hehira.
Hehira.
It's really Hehira. Hehira.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Georgia. Devil's Lake, North Carolina. And boy, the South representing this week. North
yes.
Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina. Two in North Carolina. No, North Dakota.
Yes.
Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Let me start over.
Okay.
Sminip, sminip, botim. No, I don't want to. Bordeaux, France. Also, the Mike O'Mara
Show is on
now.
And that's in the south of France.
I have to plead guilty to what I did yesterday. The freshly order comes to my house on Monday. I think a lot of people get their freshly orders on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately opened the beautifully chilled box with my yummy fresh food inside, and popped my my buffalo chicken breast along with the mashed cauliflower with the cheddar cheese top into the microwave prior to my wife arriving home. Because the last time I received my freshly ordered, my wife said, oh, I'd love to try that buffalo wing, that buffalo chicken breast. And so what I did was I ate it. Guilty. It's freshly. That's
did
what
you do
I'm
it
talking
with,
about.
With malice? Like to
no,
prevent
I just
her?
Wanted to make sure she didn't get it, and I did. I have my special low carbohydrate freshly meals, which they offer.
Right.
And I wanted to eat it before she got to it. It's
understood.
My favorite one. And they're all good. There's a meatball dish in there as well that I love. But I wanted to, you know, I'm greedy that way. I am a soulless monster. These days, going to the grocery store can be a challenge. Wearing your mask, trying to keep your distance, worrying about who's coughing in the next aisle, making sure. With Freshly, you can skip all that and enjoy fully prepared dinners that your wife doesn't get to eat, delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Simply order online or on the Freshly app and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals, including the ones that you and your wife both like that you're going to eat first. Just ask Oscar. Join the 1.5 million satisfied Freshly users like me who enjoyed the buffalo chicken that his wife didn't get to eat and skipped the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. And speaking of the easy cleanup, very easy to eat it right out of the container.
Yes.
Well, I don't even use a plate.
No.
It's fantastic. I put it right there and then hid it in the trash barrel underneath three paper towels so she didn't even see the evidence.
Why do you have to hide it? These are all healthy
meals. Because she didn't eat. Look, because they're mine.
Mine!
And they're carb friendly. And I truly,
you're completely
truly,
off carbs. So you could choose the meals that don't have carbs
if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, you choose the meals that don't have carbs. And I wanted to make sure she eats carbs.
Yeah.
More carbs than I do.
She's allowed.
Not.
Yes.
She's allowed because she's not me. That's it. It's the way I look at it. All right. Listen, have we resolved our issues before we move on with the show?
Oh, no,
resolved.
I'm chilly entertainment, Mike.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Everything's fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah,
I'm happy about that.
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And Pony's fine.
Well.
This week, my dog Winslow. And I always say, don't speak about the dog, but I have to tell you this story.
Right.
There is not an open door, an open gate that where Winslow is not there. If it's an opening for him to go into another room in the house, if it's an opening for him to go onto the patio, anywhere, this little bastard of a dog likes to shoot out through it, and he goes so fast before you can even do it. We have to now, when my son is walking the other dog or when someone's coming in, he will hear the car come in. His nose will practically be pressed up against the door. And if you open that door more than his body width, he is out the door. It
scary.
Has gotten so obnoxious. It's absurd. And I'm talking about a dead run. It's yesterday was the first day that I invoked the idea of a return trip to his breeder. I was just saying, we do not need it. This is the dog I was in love with.
Yeah.
And this is the dog who will be getting his vasectomy on Thursday.
How old is he now? Neutering.
I don't know.
He's 7 months, I think, right? Does that sound about right?
He's 8 months.
Okay.
I think he's 8 months. Yes,
March.
He's a puppy. As Carla said to me 50
times. He's younger than the pandemic.
But he's a puppy. It's like, okay, I know he's a puppy, but he's a pain in the ass. He's super strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strongest dog, pound for pound, the strongest dog I have ever seen in my life. Pure muscle. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say? What?
Have they dropped his guys?
Oh, my God. Have they dropped?
Well, he's ready
it looks
to
like
rock.
Johnny.
He's ready to rock.
It looks like Peter North, the Peter North of dogs.
He leaves a trail on the beach.
It's incredible. No, it's like a bag.
Like a
it looks like those things. It looks like those things people hang out of their cars as a joke. You know what I mean?
Oh, the toe hook.
You know when people put the toe hook on he's got a bag. I mean, I'd show him to you if I could, but I can't. He's in his crate right now, just sleeping, so he can save up his energy.
Well, he's tired from carrying all that weight around.
Now. You his combine.
Matt, killed.
So can you I get some help with his luggage, please?
Man, oh man! And he also he's humping the air now. The timing for the neutering
is that's learned behavior,
perfect.
Mike.
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
We've seen it
with the same look that he has. humping the air. This dog.
So funny.
I think it's time because this dog is just out of control. You combine his desire to be at any entrance whatsoever, and my son's absolute inability to close any door for any reason on any occasion. Let me tell you about laziness and breaking people of laziness. It starts with door closing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right? Because there are so many kids that go, I don't need to close the door.
I would rather somebody slam the door.
Slam the door
all day.
Why do people not close doors? It's insane. Close doors.
Especially in Florida, the AC is just leaking out.
Exactly.
Just leak the AC out into the 90-degree weather. No problem at all. I look at my son constantly. We'll hop out of the car. It's like, there is the door. Close it.
Yeah.
This culminated, and the reason I'm frustrated is it culminated yesterday, and oh my God, are we running late.
We are.
I have to take a break here. I'm sorry to tease. I don't like to do that. I will tell you what happened.
When we come back, I have a question.
Big fat lawsuit was avoided by inches.
I have a question about Winslow's, what drives him. Does he want to be outside running around, or does he just want to be elsewhere?
Let me answer that as honestly as I can.
Okay.
I don't care, Mr. Spiewak. I don't care. He's just disrupting my life, and he's doing it on purpose. Because he's a dog, a domesticated animal that probably should be left in the wild. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight, after an all-new Growing Pains, Pony makes a big decision.
Someday, I'd like to be a dentist.
On a very special episode of Pony's Place.
That's all.
Then, on The Regulars, Oscar meets a new bartender.
I'll take water.
Don't have.
Do you have any skinny drinks?
Black.
With an attitude.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Sex on the beach.
It's all part of a December to remember. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't you hate it when you reach the bottom of your watch list and you realize with horror there's nothing left to binge?
Yeah.
You've entered the boredom zone. So, how do you beat the boredom? Just play Best Fiends, the free-to-download puzzle game. Unlike your favorite streaming platform, there's no end in sight. Here's the Best Fiends music. Listen to this. Let's see. Playing the puzzle game, getting rid of slugs, getting to the different levels. So much fun.
Mike,
I love Best Fiends. Yes.
No slugs on level 1480.
Oh, no.
Which we have reached.
Oh, my God. You have been playing.
Level 1480 is called Color for Chaos, and the goals are as follows. You have to eliminate 30 purple prickly things, 120 leaves, and 120 droplets.
Ew.
No, they're like raindrops.
Oh, thank you. Rob is hooked, if you didn't notice that. Mm-hmm. If you're anything like him, you will be too. No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection. Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads and counting. It's free to download in the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Download Best Fiends today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. I'm sorry for that break. I normally don't like to break up, what I was talking about, but I will tell you this, that I had to, because I have to tell you what happened. So I talked about the open doors and the dog that just shoots out. We usually keep it in check. We have to be mindful. Now, he, in the last 2 weeks, has gotten out 3 or 4 times, and it's insanity.
Now, when he gets outside, does he bolt? Or does he
bolts.
Just... Okay,
bolts
that's what's
like
horrible.
You would not
that's
believe. Horrible, like he's been shot out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, like and there's nothing worse as far... Because you don't know what's going to happen. We're surrounded by people who are frail. And, it's just... So this time, I see Michael come in from walking the other dog, from walking Frankie. Winslow has just been walked, all right? I assume when I give Winslow a little dog treat because he's done his business outside, that he is going to be chewing on his treat. No, mm-mm. I realize it's one of these little sausage things I give him, and it goes like this. This is how he eats it. There, it's in his belly. It's in his stomach right there.
Just
and he's
gone.
Back at the door again. Yeah. He's back at the door because it's just fast moving. Michael comes in, and I hear, Winslow! And I am halfway down the hallway, and I see Winslow bolt out the door. Out of the corner of my left eye, Winslow is in a dead sprint. And out of the corner of my eye, I see, pedaling down the street, probably a 71 to 72-year-old man on his bicycle. Winslow, at a dead run, runs at how this guy, the skill that this man exhibited was spectacular, that he did not go ass over tea kettle with a broken femur and a lawsuit for us because we're supposed to keep our dogs on a leash. And then Winslow is just constantly, he spins the wheel to avoid Winslow. Then he's looking like he's going to go down again because he's staggering on the bus. Mm. Meanwhile, I'm going,
yeah.
Winslow. Then the dog comes back over to the other side and he's jumping on him. And then the man stops his bike.
Okay.
At this point, Winslow, afraid of nothing, afraid of no one, puts his paws up on the bicycle. And I think, this will be an opportunity to get him by the collar. Of course, Daddy comes around the front of the tire, meanwhile, apologizing to the 80-year-old man who's almost died because of my dog. And Winslow sees me and goes, there he is. Pew. And he's off into the distance again. I am so frustrated with this dog at this point that he does a dead run down to the end of the street. By this time, Michael's out screaming at Winslow. Carla
scared.
Comes out.
Yeah.
She's screaming. We're terrified. And then, by the way, because it's, I guess, whatever time it is, maybe 3-4 o'clock, they're going out to dinner or whatever. Every goddamn car in Cocoonville South is heading out because they're all here and they've all got things to do. There are never this many cars on my street. Winslow is running back and forth. He gets almost hit by one car. He gets almost hit by a second car. And then finally, Carla says, treat. And you see him run from halfway down the block, dead run, into the house where we secure him like a velociraptor in Jurassic Park, where we shut the door. And then I took Michael's little book that he has, you know, and I give him a rap on the butt, which meaningless. It's already out of his acorn-sized brain. And that was it. That's
Mike, no need to beat your pets. My day. Just shock them. Santos went through this.
Yes.
And we got a shock collar, and Shannon was not happy. And I got to tell you, within 10 days, this little furry bastard was on point. No problem.
Really?
Wow.
Done barking at people, done doing all this nonsense, and he knew what was what.
Okay.
I'll entertain any ideas. They're not
Are we going to be accused of animal abuse
These are not our grandparents' shock collars. These are the collars, and not the ones that we would do wacky bits with them when we were on the radio.
Right.
These are the collars that have, like, minimal voltage on high. Minimal.
And, ever smell like a... like a pot roast cooking, you need to lower the voltage.
That's maybe it's off to the pet store today to care of our boy.
But you, as the parent, need to be the one that shocks him, not little Michael, because he might just hit that thing a few times.
He probably would love it.
We'll see. I'll look into it. I haven't said anything's true. But anyway, he's safely back.
And all Bluetooth now. It's great.
And if you don't see it at the pet store, try like a Victoria's Closet type store.
Well, it was into the crate for him. No, it was actually over in the corner of his dog bed where he knew he had done wrong.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the evening, I'm getting this.
From Michael?
No.
But Michael was funny when Michael crawled into his crate with him. Oh, you said I'll come in there with you.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then Carla's looking at me like, okay, you weren't the heavy.
You're
here.
The monster.
But she was glad that
you gotta be the monster.
She was glad
sometimes.
I was the monster. She was glad I was the monster.
But you know what? Also, there is a positive here. The fact that he came back for a treat, that's strong. That shows some basis in training.
Not for me. I said Winslow because I think the tone was doing it. Winslow!
Treat!
You want a treat?
You want a goddamn treat?
It sucked. It's anyway, pets.
Pets.
Dogs and pets are both.
Jack.
He's a little dog named Snuggles. That's it. I'm exhausted. It was a very full day yesterday. Yeah, my life. My pathetic life.
No, that's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Too much.
When's COVID going
to
be over?
And you're not a monster. You're a sweet guy. You don't like doing that to dogs.
Right.
No, I don't.
Or people. You don't like to hit people.
Yeah. He was on my lap last night. Yeah. We were hanging out together.
And you like to give him peanut butter.
And then he heard a squeak outside and planted his right paw into my nut. You know, and just jumped off the easy chair.
Yeah, you know what? Effective tomorrow, that's a shock.
Oh, man. He could be an Avenger dog. He's that strong. Anyway, we'll take a break.
He's going to learn to love the phrase, I'm going to hit the button.
Yeah, sorry, we're not going to get to your mailbag today.
That's
I apologize.
All right.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to The Mike O'Meara Show.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Meara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you, bitch.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, that really sounds good every time you move the microphone 500 times during a show. I'm sorry. Yeah, you were sorry the last time, too. Please don't do it. All right. Don't copitude with me. Don't do it anymore.
All right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
I like when you run hot on yourself.
Thank you very much. I'm hard on myself. I really am. A recent survey, a study, rather, by Bankrate says that 27% of homeowners are missing out on the refinancing boom simply because they don't know what their mortgage rate is. That coupled with the 30-year fixed dropping yet again to another record low means that 19.4 million homeowners can save hundreds of thousands of dollars. You don't want to miss out on these opportunities. Call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. By the way, on a selfish note, Oscar, you've been in contact with Andrew, right? Has he responded to you?
Let me just out of curiosity. I'm honest this morning. Let me check the email.
Oh, you did it last night or this morning. I'm just wondering.
I did last night.
I'm working with him.
And Mike?
I'm working with him. I just hope he's not totally AWOL. I don't know where the hell he is.
Mike, a quick guessing game for you. Do you like a guessing game?
I do.
Who would you think is settling their refi tonight and signing papers tonight with Cornerstone First Financial? I'll give you a hint. He's got
you?
Two thumbs, and it's this guy.
That's good. I'm in the middle of doing it with Joanna. Everybody's taking advantage of this.
It's fantastic. And what's so cool is that we did everything, even in this age of COVID. They're sending the people masked up to our house this evening on our schedule to sign
papers.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not so convenient. Let me tell
you. Oh, yeah, Oscar, I think I need to leave early today if that's cool.
Cornerstone First Financial is what we're talking about. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of positive reviews. We've all used them. We're regular clients of Cornerstone. Call the only company I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. Just send them your latest mortgage statement in a matter of minutes. They'll tell you what kind of savings you qualify for. They've done that for me.
Yes.
Hundreds of dollars that I'm going to save with a refi. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you. I know that I was complaining a little bit, maybe on the bonus show, about family and you know, getting a call for Thanksgiving from the sister.
Love one.
My sister and I have communicated. Everything's fine with them. She was double checking because we really didn't make contact on Thanksgiving, and then she sent something along the lines of just checking in on the not so little man now and what he might want for Christmas. What
That's
are some
nice.
Of his
so
interests?
Sweet.
And I told my wife what I didn't send because it would have been, you know, tasteless and classless and all that. My first response was about I just spoke with him. He's very excited about the prospect of having his college tuition paid.
You got to ask for an endowment.
That's right.
Endowment. No, they've got plenty of grandchildren, and they are, I think, their resources
are
right.
Mike, there is no safer gift. There is no safer gift, and nor is there anything easier to ship than a government bond.
Be wonderful, yes. But
did
it's
you
not
all ever
happen.
Get that from your family members? Like,
I got bonds. My mother gave savings bonds to my daughters forever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when they were in their 20s, they cashed them in.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the immigrant or like the foreigner in me, or an immigrant as well, that maybe they weren't around for bonds, so they never got a chance to pick them up.
But I didn't. I mean, savings bonds are old.
Don't they accrue?
Yeah. Savings bonds are. Yeah, they accrue, but they're old style things. I don't think they're as common today as they once were.
Right. Well, it's a stupid investment. It's a very safe investment, but there are much smarter ways to grow your money.
Yeah, but it's better than a stack of transformers, right?
I mean, would you, when you're a kid, what do you want to get? A savings bond?
Well,
or do you want to get a toy?
If I was going to college and said, hey, Nana, she was terrible at gifts, but here's your first semester at school.
Yeah.
Right? That would have been nice.
I'll ask you this, and we don't have Pony on the show. I wish
she
was here
was
today.
Dead, so I got
because I'm thinking about getting my son a real bike, like a good bike. Not a bicycle, a real bicycle, like a good one.
Well, it'd be great. Like what a very hot right now
with seven speeds,
with the big wheel up front and the little wheel.
What
behind.
Were those called? They weren't called unicycles. They're called
penny
something
farthing.
Else. I'm sorry.
It's called a penny farthing.
You guys are
penny
asses.
Farthing.
I'm just trying to tell you, my kid.
He'd ride
but I can't. What I don't want to say to my sister again is that he's interested in the military, which he is. Military.
Yeah. Get him a military bike. An army bike.
He's in school now. Yeah, this is nobody's going to rat me out. He wanted a model of a World War I tank, specifically mentioned not a model of a World War II tank, a World War I tank. This kid
knows what he
talk
likes.
About. He can
what
talk
side
about
of the
military.
War is he into? Like what? Who is he really? Is he on the Axis side or is he?
That's a World War I.
He's a conscientious observer. All right,
he's a student. Of military history.
Do
I don't
Colonel
know.
Clink again.
I don't want him to go into the military, but it's, right now I'm waiting for that to diminish,
Hello, Dad, it's me, Michael. I want a World War I tank.
Hello there, I'm Colonel Clink. Yes.
You might have idea trench in the backyard.
Like General Burke,
I heard trench warfare was a lot of fun.
Mrs. Bolkata will have a sandwich in the car.
No, I don't. I'm not embarrassed.
You should
But I am
be.
A little. I'm a little bored about saying his interest is hey. Military history. I
maybe
it's
he'll
fine.
Go to West Point.
Well,
that'd be great.
Yeah, I fine.
Get him out of the house.
Sure,
yeah.
Naval
I know,
Academy.
It's great. I think you let kids be kids. You let them be interested in what they what they're interested in.
How do you think? What do you think started him down that trail? Because you're not overly like that.
Mike's
and
YouTube
no.
history.
No, then it would be catching fish with your hands.
Bikinis.
Thank you. You're talking about my history?
Yes, exactly.
Like he got on my history? Yeah. There's this boat pass that they have down in Miami. That if you talked about the YouTube videos that I watch more than anything, it is, oh, God, I can go to my YouTube page. Hold on just a second.
Dad, tell you she's what. So good at catching fish, but doesn't she get cold?
Well, I have to tell you what I have to tell you. I haven't
Where's
watched that
sun
in a million
shirt?
Years. I haven't done that.
I hope she has on some
I know
SPF
it's
45.
Be on here.
That crossbow bikini lady gets me in trouble all the time because I'm looking up the YouTube and that one time we looked and I had my history, which I haven't erased.
Yes.
It says right there, crossbow fishing, and it's just cheeks. A bikini and crossbows, and I see no fish.
I swear to you, YouTube has the most vicious memory of any creature on Earth. Yeah. You look at one thing, it'll always suggest it for you.
How come, like, when I'm doing it on my own, it'll show it? Now that I'm sitting here on the air, it's not giving me what I... It's got the mic...
Are you on
the
private browsing?
Hey,
man.
Moron.
Private browsing.
Incognito
Oh, speaking
mode.
Of that, I want to do this... No, I don't have time.
But
once again, I don't get Facebook help. The show has gotten away from me because you two bitched at each other for the first half hour of the show. I can't. But there's a pass in Miami that has amazing waves coming through it, and boats are challenged coming through that pass. And a guy sits out there with a high definition camera and watches these boats either negotiated successfully or unsuccessfully. Some of them have to turn around. Some of them get swamped. Some of them are you even had a guy in a dinghy out there doing it. It's fascinating.
You know
who could
probably
live.
Go through that pass is a World War I tank.
Hold on. You know, you're mocking me.
No, not at all. No, it's a callback.
I would embrace right. the history side, Mike. Most kids, they don't care about it.
That's true.
Hallover Inlet. There it is. I found it. Hallover Inlet.
Do boats
That's
flip?
What it's called.
Do you see boats flip ever?
No, it doesn't get that severe. Oh, that does look too rough. A couple hours at Hallover Inlet in Miami. If you ever check it out, if you want to say the number one on my hit parade, I've watched more of that than anything else. I'm an idiot. Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. We'll come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. This is a dumb show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dan.
I did too. I heard from his mom this week.
Aww.
She sends
welcome
a love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You know, the classic December holiday, it's almost here, you know, so you'd better get ready. Have you numerically ranked your Noels? Have you come up on a midnight clear? Have you silenced your night? Have you rested your merry gentleman? Have you hidden your pickle?
What?
Whoa. No, good God, man. Time is running out. At least you still have time to purchase some Mike O'Mara bonus show subscriptions. I'm reading this really well, aren't I?
I love when you really commit.
That way you can share laughter all year long. It's a gift that cuts both ways.
No, sorry. No,
it's a gift that's perfect for everyone on your list, even yourself. Go to Mike O'Mara's show. You know, do the whole thing.
Yeah.
The bonus show. Buy it. And if you see mommy kissing Santa Claus, call daddy's attorney. Because your mother is up to her old whore ways.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. That was
I'm glad you got the last part in.
That's it. Oh, let me. I don't even know where I am today.
We're going to do the news now.
No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted that.
News.
Jesus.
Loud. It was disrupted. Too much paper. It's because I did that haul over inlet thing. Dang it.
Yeah.
Twitter revealed its biggest trends of 2020, including the tweets that received the most retweets and likes. Sadly, the most retweeted post of the year was the one that announced Chadwick Boseman's death. Many of the other top tweets were about COVID-19, quarantine, boredom, politics, and the Korean boy band BTS. Andy Milonakis, remember that name?
Super Bowl is gay.
The Super Bowl is gay.
Yeah.
He made the top five most liked tweets with this joke back in May. This is funny, and I love when funny gets rewarded.
Highlighted.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
His joke was, congratulations to the astronauts that left Earth today. Good choice. Simple, that, like a great sauce.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It has more than 3.7 million likes, which took Andy by surprise. The most discussed TV shows worldwide include, can you believe it's still hanging in there, Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
That's still there.
Right.
Game of Thrones, Tiger King, and Stranger Things. Those were some of the most tweeted shows. The most discussed sports team was the LA Lakers. The top 10 included the Dodgers as well, and several European soccer teams. And the most discussed sporting event worldwide was Super Bowl 54. COVID-19 was the most tweeted hashtag, followed by Black Lives Matter. President Trump was the most tweeted about person, no surprise, followed by Joe Biden, George Floyd, Kobe Bryant, and Barack Obama. Twitter has a reputation for being a negative experience at times, but this year brought on some positivity. Tweets expressing being grateful or thankful increased by 20% globally. I think that has something to do with the tough times we're living in. Twitter says there was a significant bump in the recognition of doctors. That's always good.
Love that.
Up 135%, teachers up 30%, and essential frontline workers. That phrase was tweeted more than 17 million times this year. The most tweeted emojis were the LOL face, the crying face, the pleading face with the bleary eyes, the rolling on the floor laughing face, and the smiling face with hard eyes. I didn't need that. They didn't say what the least used emojis were, but it was probably one of those weird symbols. With the letters and the number in the gray box or something like
Mike,
that.
Mike, you know, then I'm happy you mentioned the medical side is when we have a conflict within the states, you know, we go to war, that is a call to arms for a lot of young Americans. And yes, this past weekend, I heard what was an education podcast that said enrollment across universities for pre-med is through the roof.
Really?
Saw the same story, Oscar, and I find that phenomenal. Yeah. I think that's great. If that's the silver lining that comes out of this, this is what... Do you need more than that? The people that we need to spotlight? I've talked about it. We have an example of people to spotlight and people not to spotlight coming up right here. Air Force officer and test pilot Chuck Yeager died last night. He was 97. Good long life. Chuck's wife, Victoria, said, quote, an incredible life well lived. America's greatest pilot and a legacy of strength, adventure, and patriotism. He will be remembered forever. In October of 1947, Chuck became the first test pilot to break the sound barrier in a rocket plane over Muroc Dry Lake in California. He later commanded fighter squadrons in Germany, and no, he did that before then. So that was 1947. Get the dates right. Thank you. They're having a good time over at our little prep service.
I think it was probably easier to fight the Germans after the war, though.
Probably even early.
Yeah, when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. Anyway, he fought in the Vietnam.
I left Germany in 1943. I said, you guys can take care of this.
Chuck Yeager's an icon.
Yeah. By the way, I happen to just know this off the top of my head. He was an ace in World War II.
Yes.
An ace pilot. He was played by Sam Shepard in The Right Stuff. You probably remember that. Mm-hmm. And it really is just a terrific guy. He made a cameo as the bartender Fred in that movie.
I didn't know.
So
I didn't
Chuck
know
Yeager's that. Actually in that movie. If you go back and look at one of the great movies that celebrated our astronauts, The Right Stuff. Absolutely spectacular.
Of course, Mike, in 1947, can I play a little tape about Chuck Yeager?
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Absolutely.
This is, that's essentially before television, 1947, although I don't think the government revealed it until 1948, but they did a newsreel that was shown in theaters and was a series called You Were There. And this is actual footage and narration. You just get to hear the narration, of course, of him breaking the sound barrier.
The B-29 has now reached drop altitude. The time for release is drawing near. For high-altitude flight, Captain Yeager wears an emergency pressure suit as he enters the cockpit of the X-1. A manually operated elevator provides safe access for the pilot before the drop. With a checkout of the launching procedure completed between Captain Yeager and the crew of the B-29, synchronized timing begins. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop. Scores of people connected with the X-1 flight program have expected the aircraft
to
surpass.
It's amazing because, he just was the level
of
physical courage.
That movie holds up as well.
Oh, Right Stuff is a great film.
Yeah, best pilot in the world. Chuck Yeager, safe home to him. Now on the other flip of the coin here, the other side, Lori Loughlin, currently in prison for her role in the college admission scandal. She and her husband, Massimo Giannulli.
Hey! Massimo Giannulli!
You get into the college!
He's such a bad guy. Now for the first time, Lori's daughter, Olivia Jade, is talking about it publicly. And she says she knows that it's wrong for rich people to use their money and influence to get their kids into schools. Well, isn't that nice? She knows it's wrong.
Oh, it's good.
Olivia appears on the new episode of Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook show, Red Table Talk. Yeah, okay. The rich getting richer. Jada's mom, Adrienne Banfield Jones, asks Olivia if she realizes why people are mad at her family. She says, it's a good learning thing.
What was the quote again, Mike?
It's a good learning thing.
That is.
I think I can understand how wrong it is. We had the means to do something, and we completely took it and ran with it. That's nice. Chuck Yeager.
That's the kind of talk you get at the red table.
Yes, the red table, Jada. Yeah, way to go. Nice job. Researchers in Germany found people who drink lots of coffee don't actually like the taste of coffee more than people who drink less. But big coffee drinkers did want coffee more. That's the caffeine factor. They crave it.
Addiction.
They want it. They want it all the time. It's addiction. It's a clinker.
It's a clinker.
Breakdancing, or breaking as it will apparently be called, is going to be an Olympic sport starting in the 2024 Summer Games in Paris.
I started training. I got that cardboard down here at Podcast Village.
You got that heavy duty corrugated cardboard.
Don't need to read anymore. Exactly. Once that one. Rob Spiewak training for his breakdancing.
Watch me do the Roger Rabbit right into a head spin. Boom.
And now a little something, something. On Friday night, a couple in the Villages in Florida.
Oh, no.
Were surprised when a company called Fuzzy Vodka rolled up to their driveway and they had a tricked out golf cart. Rick Skutak and his 59-year-old wife, Danette, won the cart. Over 11,000 other people were competing for it. They were thrilled, and the neighbors clapped and cheered. But then, just a few hours later, Danette was arrested after she flipped the golf cart.
Oh, Danette.
Oh, my God.
While she was driving it around. One of the people in the cart with her was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. Danette was charged with a DUI. The golf cart will now be given to bar owner Jimmy Cerrito, who loves the name
fuzzy.
There you go. That's funny. She wins the cart, yeah, and then she flips it over.
That'll be all right.
Like my body. Welcome to the villages.
We'll take a break. Come back with a very abbreviated audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now, they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Mara Show from TuneIn. Number 2,208.
It's unbelievable.
Full course meal. 1 hour, 22 minutes.
Today, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. That's friggin' unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the
you were whispering. We don't need to bleep you in that promo, do we?
No, no.
I didn't think so.
Right. Look at that packaging right
there. Oh,
yeah. Can you see the gold?
Truff. Yes.
Can I teach you that here? Can I, look at that.
Ooh. Yummy.
Hey, Marsalis, what's in the case? That's Truff, by the way.
Yes.
The greatest hot sauce you will ever touch your tongue with. I sincerely believe that there is no food on God's green earth that wouldn't improve with the addition of Truff hot sauce. I love this stuff. What's Truff? Truff is a luxury hot sauce that makes every meal five stars. I've had it on eggs. I've had it on chicken, barbecue, fish. It's delicious. I haven't tried it on fruitcake yet, but it's not out of the question. The stuff is that good.
You know, the bottle. Give some heat to the fruitcake, Oscar.
Well, I threw some in in my chicken soup.
Oh, my God. It makes a difference.
Oh, I loved it.
It's so good.
Do it in a soup. It's fantastic. Mm. There it is right there. Truff. Look at that. Mmm. Hotter sauce, by the way. That's the super hot one right there.
Yeah.
Love that. Look at the quality. Look at the bottom.
Heft.
Isn't that beautiful? It's a good day to have video. Look at that diamond head that they have right there. It's delicious. Try the Truff flagship hot sauce or the Truff hotter hot sauce that I was just showing you for those who can never get enough heat. Mm. Or treat yourself to the premium white Truff hot sauce. Perfect heat blended with the taste of the luxurious and fragrant white truffle. It's more than a hot sauce. It's a showstopper. It's fantastic. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything, including the white Truff VIP box and the Truff variety pack. Just in time for the holidays. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, the F-F as in fine flavor. .com and use the promo code TMOS. We have time for a few, maybe one sound here.
Okay.
Let's get it from Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
I'm curious, Mike, do you remember where you were 40 years ago tonight?
40 years ago?
Yeah. I bet you do, actually, when I remind you.
I was in college.
I'll give you a hint. The Dolphins beat the Patriots 16-13 in overtime.
Okay.
But also, it's the night that Howard Cosell announced that John Lennon had been shot.
I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. To go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we have to take. Frank, indeed it is.
There was actually an argument about whether or not to make the announcement. Cosell, who really was sort of the content director of what was going on in the booth.
Kind of a newsy guy, writer, journalist.
The delivery was impeccable.
He did it perfectly.
It was impeccable. And Cosell was great at that. He was a brilliant man. He really was.
I think it was about 4 years earlier, there was a Monday Night Football. The vice president was at the game, but so was John Lennon watching a Giants game, and they didn't know how they were going to cover it at halftime. And Frank Gifford tells the story. He says, "Giff, you take the vice president, I'll take the beetle."
Yeah, and just, you know, when you reflect on that, it still stings a little bit for those of us that remember. It was, I don't want to put more on it being a turning point. There were famous people that had been gunned down before, but it was just a moment that I remember as a kid. Not a kid, I'm in my 20s.
Right.
And I remember just thinking, well, if it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody.
I can't believe it's been 40 years.
Yeah, and when you look back on the combination, the irony of it was the man was so about peace
and
in
love,
so much of his
love,
music.
Yeah.
And the fact that he died violently, it still hurts a little bit. It really does. That he wrote so many beautiful songs. I mean, if you can think of a more peaceful song than Imagine, and then some wig nut, it was so sad. So very, very sad. Still is.
I want to leave you with something a little more positive regarding John Lennon. I had never heard this piece of tape. Shortly before he was shot, he was finishing his album Double Fantasy. And he was in the studio late one night, and Sean, his son, was at home. Yoko was in the studio with him, but in the control booth, and Sean called the studio for John to say goodnight to his son.
Just play till I come in, whatever.
John, Sean wants to say goodnight, but I'll
say goodnight for him. I'm a little busy. I'll put the phone up to the speakers. Goodnight, Sean. See you in the morning. Goodnight, Sean. I love you. Sweet dreams. See you for breakfast.
He said I love you too. Okay?
Well, I hope he does. I hope I'm the only dad he's got.
And the funny... God damn it.
Effortlessly really. Funny. Wouldn't it be great to have him back for just like a
Sean
week?
Sean, a disappointment overall, though, right?
What's that?
Sean Lennon.
He's Sean the second Lennon, best Beatle kid.
I don't think it's possible. I think when you reach a level of iconic dads, it's hard. Nicholas and golf. You know, both Nicholas, talented guys. It's the weight of it is almost impossible to get out from under. That I really believe that about people with super, super, super famous people. A lot of the NFL guys, so many, the gene pool with NFL players. You have so many sons of NFLers
that pressure. That pressure's got to be. But for some reason, I feel like when I was younger, like there was Sean Lennon didn't get into music, right?
Oh yeah, he did a piece of Chance rework and all that.
Yeah.
He's never been as good at it as Danny Harrison. George Harrison's son has done some stuff that has been really good.
But neither one of them, it's almost impossible to get out from under
the
weight of that kind of fame. What I'm talking about with the NFL guys, if you are a marginal NFL player or a decent NFL player, it's usually you're held to that standard, but I'm just talking about this amazing standard.
The closest is the Manning family.
Like the Manning family is pretty spectacular.
But you know what's going to be tough? It's going to be the next generations of Manning.
Well, he's already out there. That 16-year-old's a phenom.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a phenom.
Is he handsome too?
On ESPN, his high school game.
Oh, did they really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the thing is, he's fast, he's athletic, and he gets all his oxygen through his mouth.
That is your magic audio ball. I'm sorry. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Sorry. But Eli won a couple of Super Bowls for us.
What you say is fantastic and true, and I deal with it with my son, Robert W. Spiewak III. There's just so much pressure.
I know. That poor kid. The legacy.
The legacy.
Anyway,
he's a legacy. Kent Dorfman's a legacy.
Fantastic. Hey, we got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. We'll get your letters on the program tomorrow. I promise you. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Group.
Pandemic.